In the last 2 weeks, we've heard a lot about plantar fasciitis and Peyton Manning's foot, and he's kind of plagued by it, and it's sore and all of that. Talk about that first. What is plantar fasciitis?
Okay, so plantar fasciitis is inflammation or injury to a ligament on the bottom of the foot that's called the plantar fascia. And it's a ligament that goes between the heel and the ball of the foot. It helps hold up your arch. It's a tight, dense, strong ligament. And it's kind of, you can compare it to a rubber band pulled out to its maximum length. So it's constantly under tension when you're walking.
Yeah, it's very painful, I imagine, to play on if you're playing football.
It is very painful. When someone has plantar fasciitis, they develop a lot of micro tearing within the ligament that repairs. And as that ligament repairs, it gets thick and very fibrous, which makes it more prone to have microscopic tearing in it.
So now we're hearing that he could have a major tear to the fascia. Is that good or bad news when you're considering the pain that you're in with plantar fasciitis?
I think a major tear is actually a bad problem. Some people will say that, well, it's good if you tear that plantar fascia because then that ligament can lengthen, but these tend to be incomplete tears. They are intra-substance tearing, so you don't get the same kind of an effect with a big tear of the plantar fascia as you would with a plantar fasciotomy or the surgery to fix the problem.
So is the only road he can go down at this point, do you think, surgery, if it is true that he's got a major tear?
If it's a major tear, I would recommend surgery sooner than later, so that the ligament can heal in a more clean fashion, as opposed to trying to get this chronic injury to heal on its own.
If he has surgery for it, is that season-ending surgery? I know you're not a football analyst or anything, but
right.
Can he still play with it the way it is now? Could he play after surgery? Give us sort of the outlook.
If he undergoes the surgical route, it would be season-ending. It's about a three-month healing process. If it's a very large tear, that's season-ending because somehow that has to heal, and ligaments take 10 to 12 weeks to heal. If it's chronic plantar fasciitis, he could possibly play with it, but it sounds like it's a worse scenario than chronic plantar fasciitis.
None of those scenarios sound very good.
It's not very good at all, especially since I'm supposed to be going to see him play on Sunday in Chicago.
Oh, you are? Well, you might be seeing Brock.
I'll be seeing Brock. I will be happy with that.
Doctor, thank you for the few minutes I got with you and just trying to make sense of this. Hopefully we'll hear more from his doctors on the inside and get to know what's going on.
Sounds good.